Play them.
You can buy pre-recorded cassettes.
Yes, that's right.
Instead of an LP.
That's right.
You can buy a cassette.
Yeah.
It plays in here.
Right, I see.
Yeah.
And the see, the your thing is wired up. There's a, you know, that side is for a tape recorder.
Yeah.
And all you is plugging in to play.
Yeah.
A tape recorder. Now, are cassettes stereo?
You can get stereo ones.
I see.
Or mono ones.
Yeah.
Like you can get.
Ray records.
Records.
Because they may play considerably longer than.
Yeah. The longest one is 2 hours.
About
an hour each side.
Yes.
But I wouldn't recommend you buying that one, because owing to the weight of the tape in it, it tends to stick. The longest one I would recommend buying is a 90-minute one.
Yeah.
That's 45 minutes each side. I think they will probably drop the 2-hour one after. They get so many complaints.
Yes.
But I think Linda will be thrilled with all the messages on there.
She's got lots on there.
You heard the one that Verstein has
recorded. Yes. And then you sort of cut it all out and make just sort of one tape of it for her. Oh, lovely.
Put some bits of music in as well.
Yes.
Some of the pops. And
And then she's got a recorder, you know, a record.
At the moment, I don't think she's actually bought one, but I think they'll be able to borrow one for the Christmas, or just to play this, and then perhaps she'll save up and buy one.
Yes.
Festive?
No. Did you sleep? Got your tree yet?
No.
Yeah?
No. I don't know what to get.
Well, we was going to have a smaller one still this year, and look what we got.
It's very nice.
It's one of the Woolworths ones.
Is it?
No.
They're not.
Oh, I thought they were silver.
Here we are. Tomorrow's the last
day. Someone thought I said this Woolworths ones were silver.
Some are.
You get green ones.
They got little counties on the end and all. Well, you put them on yourself.
It looks almost.
Oh my God, think my own child, are you?
No way.
Does that include the stand?
Yeah. It's in three pieces, three bits of dowels.
Well, it lasts forever, won't it?
And then each leaf opens out to three prongs at the end.
Yeah.
So it looks real.
Yeah.
And you can put them where you like to make it look like a real tree.
You say they got a smaller one?
Yeah.
How much is a smaller one?
I don't know.
What, not exactly like that, but a smaller one?
It's about half the size, isn't it? Because I asked the girl, and remember, I said, is this that one or the other one?
What, about like that?
About
that
old,
that
much. Yeah. That's right.
I want to talk to you.
It's probably one of those sections, I'd say.
I want to talk to all of
them. Oh dear.
And it all packs up into a box bit at long.
Yeah. Well, I'd never wear it,
No.
You'd never believe it to see the box, the size of the box.
It's the house. Who is an authority here?
Well, that'd be a good investment.
Yeah.
Well, it's what we thought this year. Keep on.
Wish we'd done it ages ago then.
Yeah. Well, you keep paying
£6 all but a
£15 for a tray, have you?
£6 all but a one pence.
Yeah.
How
much?
£6 all but a one pence.
It's gone down. What was it gone down? Dinner time. Would you put some in for me?
In the cupboard.
Yeah, at the top, son.
Very well then. Since I am an authority.
I wondered if you would say something. To Linda.
And make
us fly. Missiles.
So you can cook them. I'm making a tape of all the family, and I've got apparently everybody now. I wonder if you just say a few words to
Yeah. Don't know what I'm doing.
Just imagine she's on the other end of the telephone or something.
Thanks, I'm about ready, but you'll need to look when you're ready.
Hey, when you're on.
I'll be with you right after
this. All together or what?
I can't see if this tight's off.
Pardon?
I can't see if this tight's off.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a baby mic.
Say Merry Christmas, Linda.
What, Neil?
Yeah. Say Merry Christmas, Linda.
Merry Christmas, Linda. No. Can't think what to say.
We took her out there in...
Was it August or June?
August.
September.
Yeah. We took Linda out in August.
Yeah, I thought you did.
To start September. Mm. We had a week out there with her, didn't we?
That's right, yeah.
And she started in September. That's September, October, November. 15 months ago.
Yeah. We're ready now then, aren't we?
Yeah?
You going to say something first or what?
Is it on?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Linda. Don't eat too much. Hope you enjoy yourself on your holiday. If you go.
Hello, Linda. Merry Christmas. You made it then, did you? We reckon you'd only be there for 12 months, but you've done very well, haven't you? Remember us to Mr. and Mrs. Burrell, will you? And wish them all the best. Nice Christmas. And let's hope you'll make another year. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you next year sometime. Cheers, bye.
Bye, Linda.
Yeah, it's jolly good.
We wouldn't be any good at this laugh, I'm sure we wouldn't.
Well, when they do a broadcast, you know, for a radio or television, they always have a warm up first, yeah. And then
you're trying to think in advance of what you're saying, aren't you?
Yeah.
To make it right. But
yeah.
Well, I suppose they must waste loads and loads.
They do, and they edit it. They chop bits out, and you know, take bits out of the back and put it in the front, so it all makes sense.
Mm. Are the chopper things expensive?
Not all that expensive. Yeah. No.
And how do you join it? What do you...
Tape, with sticky tape.
Just stick it together?
Yeah. I shall have to do it. I shan't chop this tape about. I should do it electronically by putting this onto another tape, but leaving the bits out, like...
Just stop it.
Yeah. Switch my other recorder off. Go on until the bit that I don't want is gone.
Yeah.
And then switch on the other recorder, and by leaving the bits out,
that's right.
It'll all flow nicely.
So. Yeah.
I've done.
Did you do one last year, didn't you?
Yeah, you didn't hear the one that I got from Bert Steinhaus, did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you? Have you heard that?
Arlene bought it out. Oh, yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, that's to go on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Linda's got one, hasn't she? To play it back on?
Well, she hasn't actually bought one yet, but I think she's saving up to get one.
Mm.
But I think they can borrow one for the Christmas. Yeah. This cassette business is increasing
And are they
so
all standard?
Much, all standard.
One or two the other?
There's been a standard right from the start with cassettes. Not like the reels of tape where you know, there's all sorts of different speeds and that.
Yeah.
From the start, they made cassettes standard.
Yeah.
And they're, instead of LPs now, you can buy a cassette full of recorded music.
Ah, did you see in your AA book, was it the AA book, the new type coming out?
Yeah.
Where it just goes round and round and round.
Yeah.
No end.
Yeah.
Oh, continuous.
Yeah, continuous.
That'd be alright, wouldn't it?
Hmm. And, so it shouldn't be very difficult to find somebody who's got one to borrow it. So. Mm. And once they get this, of course, they'll double their efforts to find somebody who's got.
Yeah. Oh, it's no, it's only anyway.
Yeah.
All that distance apart.
Yeah.
Not only that, I mean, it ain't like a telephone call. You can keep playing it and playing it, can't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. And then when you're fed up with playing it, you can use it in your own record to record so, something else.
I've got some on there, as a matter of fact, haven't I?
Yeah.
Somewhere.
We had some laughs.
Yeah. Oh, dear, oh dear. Who was laughs? But, and I didn't do nothing to him. It just happened to come like that, that it's my mother talking to my brother-in-law before he went in hospital.
Yeah.
And he answers nearly word for word what she says, doesn't
strange,
he? And it, quite honestly, it's a conversation on its own.
I mean, one was this end, and recorded something, and we took it up to Lewis, and then he recorded, and he sort of, I don't know, it fits just as if they were in the same room talking to one another.
Yeah.
Smashing. Mm.
I've done the same thing with my mother at Catsfield and her brother at Brightling.
Yeah.
I've recorded Mum, I said, look, say something to Albion, that's her brother, see, and she said it. And I've taken it over to him and played it to him and switched to record while he's going, ha 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 ha. See?
Yeah.
And then he says something back to her and I take it back over there and play it to her. And then I've got a conversation, like
that's
you say,
on
the tape.
The best thing we ever had was that Donkey Derby, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah,
that's funny. All about Donkey Derby, he was telling us about. And evidently, these donkeys was tearing along. He said, "What you think, the bugger?" He said, "He's stopping at a crab." Just like that.
Who was this?
Brother-in-law up Lewis. Oh, he's a proper data bug, he was. But the way he says it is the funny thing. You can't help laughing at it. Well, you couldn't look. He's dead now. But he's life and soul of party. Always something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I've just been down Mrs. Waters. And Mr. Waters told me a joke, which I thought was rather funny. This chap went to join the Air Force and they had to have a medical. And so I said to him, when did you last have a woman, you see? So he said, 1955. So they said, well, that's a long time ago, isn't it? He said, well, it's only 21:15 now.
Very good.
I must get back, I suppose.
We had one on Christmas with him, didn't we? We put the recorder on the table and he came out. It was Christmas, wasn't it, when he came from work? Because he's on about oranges and things, wasn't he?
Orange.
But down there, everything he said was funny, like, you know. We was eating, what was we eating? A pre-packed meal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
One of those pre-packed meals, you know.
Yeah.
And he was telling us all about the blooming giblets and that. He's always at the giblets, out of chicken, so, you know, and he loves it. But, oh, dear, oh, dear.
My uncle over at Dallington's funny, everything he says.
Yeah. Oh, you couldn't help liking this bloke. I mean, that's who he was, with everybody. If he see a nice girl coming along on a bike, he said, cool, that's a nice bike, isn't it? Look at that little moldy, like, you know. And she'd look at the bike, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
It's a good late night movie tonight, isn't it?
I don't know. Never stay up that late.
Don't you?
I was too tired.
Well, we have stayed up and they've always been nonsense, so we don't bother now. What is it then?
Well, it's silly, but I don't really remember what it was. But I remember when I read it, I thought, ah, that might be worth staying up to see.
Yeah. What, a Dracula thing?
No, I don't think it is Dracula. Horror thing.
The League of Gentlemen.
Yeah,
oh,
that's it.
Before.
The crooks.
Yeah, that's
ex-army officers.
That's it.
Raid a bank. Plan a perfect.
Jack Hawkins and Nigel Patrick. Smart.
Oh, well, yeah, we've seen
clever,
that.
Polished. Witty.
Yeah.
I saw a bit of it.
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't like these Dracula things.
No, they could.
See
they
one, see
more. Than anything,
yeah.
Well, it's like all them George Formby and all them things, isn't it? Will I? Yeah. I mean, they're trope, now.
Used to roll up at
those,
didn't
yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin and like Tim are mad on George Formby.
Yeah, yeah, it's funny, isn't it? They like the records.
Yeah. Well, we was when we was kids, weren't we?
Yeah, but you usually think modern boys, they think it's all old-fashioned and that, you know. They haven't got time for the old songs and that, but...
But they're funny. They've taken to him. No, they are really funny.
Yeah, they are, I suppose, yeah.
But when that sweet advert comes on where he's on there, you know, like an ape, isn't he? Were they jelly beans or something?
Well, I can't remember.
Yeah, he comes on in an advert and he's an ape on the packet, isn't he? They're jelly beans or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's so different, that singing, that playing, than all the rest of the honky-tonk business, isn't it? They're all supposed to the kids like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because some of that blooming rubbish, oh dear.
Yeah. I like the Continental movie cinema on Thursday nights.
We never see that either.
Do you know what I like best of all, one here? Yeah. Jinx the Cat.
Yeah.
I could sit there and watch that all the evening, I think. Oh, yeah. That's clever.
It is clever.
Isn't it?
And
it is very, very clever.
What are they called? Is it Jinx? Not Jerry and...
Yeah,
Jerry
Tom,
and
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, that's better than all this here rubbish.
Well, it is. I tell you what, though, the best programmes are on in the afternoons.
Yeah, so is the other.
Never on in the afternoon.
Educational programmes and those trade films, trade test films.
Yeah,
some very good ones.
We were watching wrestling in colour last week and it was terrible.
Mm.
But, well, people have told us that it wasn't tuned in right, but that was in a shop at Lewis. And one of the wrestlers, I think, had... Did he have blue trunks? That's right. And the green one, you could see flashes of green everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Even on their arms, when they was up in the air and all that sort of thing, where it sort of flashed off this green trunks.
Well, I've been back to work Thursday nights till from 6 till 9, and I've watched our colour television, and I've been really impressed with it.
Well, yours, I say, is the best, isn't it?
Really beautiful.
Yeah.
I've watched first of all Junkin', then Top of the Pops, and then Cliff Mitchell-Moore with the travel programme.
Yeah.
Oh, and that funny girl, not.
Funny girl?
Oh, I know you mean.
Funny little girl.
One that was Mrs. Black? In Children's Hour. Is that the one or not
her? What? The mother and the two kids, you mean?
No, there's all these girls living together in a flat.
I know. I know what you mean. I haven't seen that one yet. I thought you meant
Haven't you seen it?
No.
Pudding. They call her Pudding.
No.
Haven't you seen that?
No,
it's a scream.
That.
There's four girls sharing a flat. There's all these boyfriends that they have in. And that's on between Top of the Pops until when Mitchell-Moore comes on with his holiday programme. And the colouring was fantastic.
No, there's always a film on Thursdays, we always have a film.
What's the white like on there, is that there? I mean, we saw a cricket match, that was at Lewis, wasn't it? Or somewhere, or Brighton, or somewhere.
Yeah. I think.
And everything was blue.
Yeah.
The people's white shirts and the cricketers.
Well, on our set, we've got a tint control And you can have the white bluish, or you can have it reddish, or you can have it white.
Well, everything looked the same colour, didn't it? Everything was white.
You've got a slider which slides from the, I don't mean really red, but from a reddish white to a bluish white.
Yeah.
And halfway between is white.
Mm. Well, in this, there was the cricket team, and they all looked as if they'd got blue in their whites, didn't it?
Mm.
The audience all round, you could see all those that should have white shirts, but they all looked blue.
Yeah.
And the grass was so green, it was like a Technicolor film.
Well, now, was this in daylight?
Yeah.
Yeah, we see, if a dealer shoves a set in the window, facing out to the daylight, he's got to turn all the controls up, to get enough brilliance for people to see it. Now, if you was to put that in, you know, this normal room lighting and adjust the controls, you'd find that you could turn them down, right down and to almost pastel shades and still get a good picture. Mm. See? Mm. It's only because all the controls are turned up to combat the daylight.
And how much is the license going up now?
Oh, I don't know.
They're talking about putting this up £11, aren't they?
Yeah.
Right. Back to the wireless.
Yeah, we should give ours up. Oh, it's a load of troy.
I love the wireless,
I do. So do I.
I'd like to make that step and have a coloured one, but I'm not paying that blooming money for repeats and like they carry on here.
Now, the only thing is that there's going to be a fourth programme, isn't there? ITA is going to have a second programme.
Yeah,
it'll be all recorded.
Like they said before, let's have another programme so they have it, and then you get all the repeats of the other one. Or vice versa, they change it over.
Yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
I suppose it must be awfully difficult to find something fresh every time.
It must be,
As we said today, we was talking to Wally, wasn't it, Ben? You can sort of... Well, I can feel myself growing old, watching the same old show round and round every week,
Fortunately for me, my memory's so bad that I can see a film a month ago and see it again and enjoy it.
We remember all years
back.
I get like that where I'll see...
I've seen it before, but not enough to spoil it for me.
See these programmes and I think, well, it's nearly the same, just a little different dialogue and that, and that's all, and it's... wasting all that time again, That's how I look at it.
But I don't sit down and watch television much now.
No.
Well, I keep telling you.
Either it's too blowy or too cold or too something.
But in the dark, I like walking in the dark, in shops and all. You wouldn't mind, would you?
No.
I don't like walking around shops if I'm going to buy something.
A week ago we went to Tesco's to do our Saturday morning shopping. Cool. We was going to Lewis in the afternoon. That killed me. I had enough of that. Blimey, you couldn't move. You couldn't. We had a trolley. We decided to have a trolley, and every minute you was bumping in.
Merry Christmas, Linda. Hope you're well, and see you next year. Don't get drunk.
You're queued it from halfway down right till you get to the blimey thing.
It was so hot in there. You don't get that up the other one, do you?
No.
It's cool up.
Going for a drink, Freud, are
you? Where?
At the supermarket. He's going to have a bar up there.
It's closing early, did you know?
Yeah. Well, I've got to go and get some last minute shopping sometime. I don't know what day I'll go.
I want to go Thursday. I don't
want to
do anything.
Yeah, we've
got to go and get a turkey somewhere.
I just have a good clear up side.
Good olives.
Yeah.
Fresh.
You're paying more in that shop.
Yeah, but they're from their own farm.
Wait till Friday night, Ivor. You'll get one nearly given
to you. Yeah. Go and just search, put out the shutters.
That's it.
Yeah. Got anything it won't keep you over the weekend? Oh, I must go.
That looks alright, doesn't it? That suit.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Suit?
Philip, that is a cool one.
Didn't know he had a corduroy suit. Does the job.
He glued that ever so quick, he did.
They kidded me at work, first of all, that I've gone back to my second childhood, you know.
Why is that?
Why?
They had never seen me with the... I
What, because you'd always had a proper suit, like?
Yeah. They thought I was, trying to make out I was a lot younger than I was.
Well, why not?
So I started grabbing my sideboard.
You're as young as you feel, aren't you?
Yeah. They're only jealous, of course.
Yeah. Well, let's hope you make something of that type.
Oh, well, yeah, should be filled to bits.
If you go. That came out there so funny.
Yeah.
I know what I meant.
Of course, that's Austria or something, isn't it, you want to pick?
No.
No, they were going to the Eiffel Mountain. Mountains.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Where the snow is, isn't it?
Yeah.
For Christmas.
Them people I'm working for, they've got the biggest ski slope, artificial ski slope in this country.
Yeah.
His son has just started it, or a few months ago.
When you say this country, do you mean up in Scotland?
I don't know where it is, Ira, yeah. But now the old man, Sir James Stokes, he's gone into partnership with him, and now they're, just after Christmas, they're going to Austria or somewhere like that to, something to do with the skiing, like, you know. And he's doing wonderful with it.
Yeah.
Because people are training on it, see?
Mm.
And the experts are on it too, and,
yeah,
well...
Is that fibre matting stuff?
That's right,
that's, yeah. That can
like
happen
a
anywhere,
continuous
can
brush, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's funny, yeah.
And they're evidently doing wonderful with it.
I'd like to have a go, I'd be scared to death.
Oh, that's all right.
It's funny how then people come along like that, isn't it? I mean... Like him, I said to the gardener, I suppose he's always had money, his family. He said, no, he started, his people were only farm people, and he started with nothing. And there he is, he's a sir like, and, but he's a gentleman, you know. No matter where you are, you call out first and say, good morning, Mr. Goble, like that, you know. Not like some of them, where they wouldn't even say good morning to you. But he's... You know, he knows what it's like to be poor, I suppose. Look at us.
Don't think you ever forget that.
No.
You got me supper?
Do you have supper?
I do now. About a month I've been having supper.
What was that?
They're not those glasses.
No, we used to... I suppose it's... Since I've... That smoking, I get. I seem to.
Don't you smoke, do they?
No.
Oh, you're doing all right.
I haven't smoked since 1970.
Yeah, he's doing
all right. When was
it? December 31st.
Oh, was it nearly a year?
Yeah. My last year, this year's resolution.
Oh, he does.
He doesn't get
Eileen
to pack up
though.
She's afraid of putting on weight, isn't she?
Yeah. Well, she did last time, didn't she?
Yeah, she put on 3 stones.
Yeah, she was terrific, wasn't she?
Couldn't wear any of her.
Strange seeing Eileen looking like that.
Well, I ain't had no sweets, have I? I've had 2 quarters of peanuts this last couple of weeks and a bit of chocolate.
Mm. Getting back into his bad ways.
Since last June, when I packed up with Janet, but she's been going on just the same.
Yeah.
I lost 1 stone and 3 quarters.
Yeah.
So. I was putting it all back on next week, mind you.
Yeah.
There it is.
There won't be anything to eat after Christmas, so we'll all start fasting again.
Yeah. Well, cheer then.
Cheer on him. See you again for
Ben.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
That's all right, actually. Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, but it is on that to put it on.
Oh. Stiff till I can do my other one.
Kick it.
Right, cheerio then.
Right, cheerio.